Friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim in this Fasemes. We are in Parshas Bo. These shiurim are dedicated to my sweetest and most beloved friend, Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who inspired these shiurim. And I also want to mention there should be a schus for Rabbi Mikey Mitnick Shlita, who is also an inspiration in general and for these shiurim. And we are in Tuf Reish Lamed Beis. Dibor Maschil Leman, the fifth shtickle. Leman Tiet Toiras Hashem Bificha. Why are we wearing tefillin? In order that the Torah of Hashem should be in our mouth. Kigulas Mitzrayim, Hilios Haaretz Hakadosh Gam Toch HaMeitzar VeHester Ativi. Gulas Mitzrayim is in order that the light of the holiness should also be in the narrow places and in the hidden places of nature. V'zeh nikra Torah sheba'al peh. That's what it means, l'man tiyah. Torah Hashem b'ficha ki v'chozek yad hotzenu Hashem Mitzrayim. In order that it should be Torah Hashem should be in our mouth that God took us out of Egypt. So Egypt is Torah sheba'al peh. What's Torah sheba'al peh? Torah sheba'al peh is in the Meitzar, is in the narrow places, is in the Hester Ativi. Ki Torah shebichsav l'malam me'ateva. Because the written law is above nature. To draw the light of Torah in every Maisa Gashmi, also that's Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Chsav is Lamala Me'atav, that comes from Hashem. Torah Shabbat Peh is what brings it down to the world. That's us passing it down from generation to generation. If a person's amel b'Torah lishma, he's toiling in Torah lishma, so he's able to reveal the Torah even in this world. He's able to be mamshich, draw the light of Torah even into our world. V'zeo shekatuv shal yidei yitzias Mitzrayim yuchol liyo is Torah Hashem b'ficha daika. And that's what it means. That's the kesher. That's the shaychus. It says, "L'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficha ki b'chozek yad otzenu Hashem Mitzrayim." That the Torah of Hashem should be in our mouths. That God took us out of Egypt. What does Egypt have to do with our mouths? That's a remnant to Torah Shabbal Peh, because the Gaul of Mitzrayim is supposed to go into the world of nature, into this world, which is symbolized by Torah Shabbal Peh, which is when we toil in Torah and we bring the Torah down into our world. We make it part of us. L'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficha daika, specifically in your mouth, in the world of Torah Shabbal Peh. Very, very deep idea. V'shamarta sachuka. Pasuk there continues and says that you should guard this chok. Gam ken kanal. Why is it called a chok? Hilios kol anogas hamaisa gam ken al yedei ha'Torah kamo chuka. Because this is like we said, because all hanogas hamaisa also should be through Torah, that all of our deeds should be based on Torah is like a chok. Why? Because b'Torah atzma move on kol davar b'time b'shalom ala b'sharsha. Up there, everything is understood at its root. But down here, b'toch ha'teva, nature, yichuka. It's a law that lacks an explanation, l'moada. At its time, this chok in this world is not understood. That's why it's a chok. In the upper world, it is understood. Lios nimshach. Hamaisach achios apnimius. Kamo shekasu b'chol derechecha dayeyu. To draw the Maisa after the internal Chiyus. Like it says, B'chol derechecha de'eyu. In all of your ways, you should know Hashem. Meaning that all of your actions should be drawn after the Chiyus HaPnimius. So we do this Chok. We don't necessarily understand why we're doing it, but we do it anyway, and we want to draw it after the deeper truth. Because in the Sharish Lamala, of course it has a good reason. So that's what the pasuk says. V'hayelach alo sa'itchal zikron b'neinech alamati atar tzashem b'ficha ki b'yad chazaka. Hotziach ha'ashem b'mitzrayim. So now we understand the b'ficha, we understand the connection to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because the Yitzrayim is peh, tar, shabal peh, toiling down here and bringing light down here. And the pasuk contains the shemayit ha'zachuk ha'zos l'mo'adah. Miyamim yamima. And you should guard this chok in its time. Miyamim yamima, Rashi said. Says that it means Mishana Lashana. That's what Sfasemis here says. Chuk alamoada is referring to the pasuk. In its proper time, Akopanim, what we see from this Sfasemis is that the job, the purpose of Torah Shabbal Peh is to bring the light down to this world, and that's B'chol Derech HaChadeo. In all of our ways, we know Hashem, we bring the Chiyus HaPnimius into our Maisim. We're going to now go to Tov Reish Lamed Daled, the second piece. Ki ani chbadeti aslibo v'slev avodev l'man shisisi osasai. Eile etc. l'man tisaper vidatem ki ani Hashem. You know why you should go to Paro? Because I hardened his heart. Why did I harden his heart? In order that you should relate all of my wonders. And you should know that I am Hashem. Perush shetzrichim לבוא לידיעת השם יתברך על ידי הנפלאות במצרים שהוכבד ליבו. We have to come to knowing God through the wonders in Egypt that Paro's heart was hardened. And nevertheless, it was true. Because maybe it's not fair. Paro's heart was hardened, why is he guilty? The answer is, Vidatem ki ani Hashem. Yud kei vav kei. Hashem Emes. So we have to know that it's all b'mishpat Emes. Paro deserved it. He had it coming to him. V'nimtza she, like many explanations are given why. V'nimtza she came b'chol ha'maisim b'anhoge she'b'kol echad o'kol b'shkachas el'yom. Everything is b'ashkacha. B'chol ha'voyim eito yisbaracha mehave ha'kol. And it's all from Hashem. It's ani Hashem, ani ha'voya. I'm have everything. I'm doing everything. And yet it's still a mishpat Emes. Paro still deserved it. V'zeh shekasuv ki ani Hashem. That's what it says, I'm Hashem. That's how you come to the idea of Hashem. You come to the idea of Hashem by looking at this paradox. That on one hand, huchbad libo. On the other hand, it's all emes. On one hand, God's doing everything. On the other hand, there's personal responsibility. How does that work? We have bechira. But it's still all from Hashem, especially here. It says, the famous Ishbitzer that even Yerushimayim is a day Shemayim, it just looks like it's not. But if you hold Kipshuto like the Rambam, it seems everybody else holds, and we really do have Bechira, but at the end of the day, Hashem's still running the show. So how do these two things work together? This Hashgacha, God being in charge of everything, our Bechira. That's the emes of Hashem. That's how we have to know about life. Even though there's an Yechbarati, Paro's heart's being hardened. It's still emes. All of this judgment is true. God's running the show. And Paro still deserves it. Uksiv heim b'nei Yisrael lo shemu elai v'echish meni Paro. Nimtza l'lamed v'nimtza l'lamed v'nimtza l'lamed. It's coming to teach you, but you learn something from it. In other words, what is a pashup shot in the pasuk? The Jewish people aren't going to listen to me. So how's Paro going to listen to me? If the Yidden aren't listening to me, how's that Arab going to listen to me? So that's the Nimbal Alame that's teaching you. If he's not going to listen, the Jews aren't listening, how's Paro? But you can also learn something else. Shachar Shehashem Yitbarach Pa'al B'Niflotav Shegam Paro HaRasha Huchrach Lishmoa Ve'ech Lo Nishma Anachnu. That after Hashem was Poel with his wonders, that also Paro HaRasha was compelled to listen. How are we not going to listen? So, he says, if the Jews won't listen to me, how's Paro going to listen to me? We can learn from this. If Paro is going to listen to you, then the Jews should certainly listen to you. If the Arab will listen, the Jews should listen.
She'idiyetz al b'nei sov ha'kal v'chomer zeh
kavachomer adin dun me'atzmo. Kfi shemevin etzlo akavachomer yuchal lovel azeh. Chenesar Moshe Rabbeinu alav ashalom b'zeh akavachomer b'avur b'nei Yisrael. And it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu said this kavachomer in order to clarify after the geula that the idea of b'nei Yisrael should be through this kavachomer. In other words, that if Paro listened, then we should certainly listen. We understand in our own, Adam don kavachomer me'atzmo. Sometimes in life, you see, even goyim, they listen to Hashem. So if those who are further listen, certainly b'nei b'chor Yisrael should listen. Sometimes you see them doing a ma'aseh tov, say, oh, if he does a ma'aseh tov and he doesn't have Torah and mitzvahs, we should certainly do a ma'aseh tov. It says in Shemos Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Od nega echad avi al paro, one more nega, one more maka, al Mitzrayim, acharechen yishalach eschem yizeh, kishalcho, goresh yigoresh eschem yizeh. Rashi says, what does it mean? Kala? It means gemira, kalil, totally. He's sending you all out. What do we say in modern English? Totally. Yeah, so he's sending us all out. Garesh yigaresh. He's going to expel you. Yesh lomar perish achar avodah b'mitzrayim, oy b'nei so yigei me'ot. After the hard work, the Jewish people were very worn out. They toiled so much. Kosh kol zohar kodesh v'alach shushvori leim rovei yigia. Says in the Zohar Kodesh, when the Jewish people left Egypt, they were tzibrochen, they were gebroken? Yiddish or English? L'chein iftiach, Hashem yizbarach, ki amitzim yigarshu osam. V'lum anavtoch l'chol odim, shav shenis yagea neged yetzor, v'nitel kochem menu, yuchol akach lasetz v'koach yetzor atzma. Beautiful idea. That Hashem says, the mitzim are going to kick you out. Meaning they're going to give you the koach to leave. And that's avtacha for every person. But after you toil against your yetzer hara and you have no more koach, afterwards you can now act b'koach yetzer hara atzmo. Yetzer hara itself is going to give you power. Here, the klipa gave them power. Yigarish, yigarish. They're going to like give you that energy shot to get out of there. So you're toiling, you're tired, you're wiped out, you're broken, you're tzibrochen. Don't worry about it. The yetzer hara is going to help you out. Al tarti mashma. He's going to help you out, like we say in English, to help somebody, help them out. And also, he's going to help you out. He's going to help you leave, get out. Very flattering when I say pshatim on my own words. Kamoshikasu, v'koyve Hashem yachlifu koach. Like it says in Isaiah. I heard an English rabbi saying Isaiah. So it says in Isaiah, those who hope to Hashem will get new kochos. V'avein. So you can get new kochos. You hope to Hashem. You toiled against your yetzer, and you get these renewed koch. V'chein k'tiv b'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzarecha. It also says in the pasuk, with all your heart, with your two yitzarim. With your two yitzarim, you should serve Hashem. Yetzer tov and yetzer ra. She'achach m'seya gamu b'chol, k'mosh kos v'zor ha'kodesh v'eschana. Like Zohar Kodesh says, the Yetzer is going to help you out as well. So that's the highest level of Avodas Hashem. So serve Hashem with everything. The Yetzer Tov, with the Yetzer Hara, with the Alice. With the Alice Island. Even when you get to Alice Island, you have to serve Hashem. Ube Medrash, the next piece. Al Shehich B'Leif Paro. It says in the Medrash, Im if for scoffers he will scoff. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bo Ba'odim. It's a pasuk. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bo Ba'odim Pa'am Rishona Shnei V'Shlishis Zeinu Chozer Bo. V'nu Alibu Menat Shuv G'day L'Froim Menom HaShechato. That Shekadosh Baruch Hu warns a person, Einmol, Tzvaymol, Dritimol. So anyway, I said, who's this Dritimol that always gets the Aliyah? You know, the Chazin says, Tzimershtimol, Tzimtzeitimol, Tzimtzitimol. So who's the Dritimol that always gets the Aliyah? V'nu Chozer Bo, V'nu Alibu Menat Shuv G'day L'Froim Menom HaShechato. Shekadosh Baruch Hu closes up his heart from tshuva in order to exact payment for what he sinned. The person doesn't want to do tshuva. So, ochel at zeh, like they say in modern Hebrew. He has to pay the price. Hashem said to Paro, you harden your heart, for I sent five times, you didn't listen. You harden your heart, now I'm going to add tuma to your tuma. That's the Medrash. So we start now in this Fasemis itself. So he just quotes the Medrash in short. You're supposed to learn the Medrash yourself, as we just did. That's the Anichbarati as Libo, because Paro brought it upon himself by hardening his own heart. Hashem said, I'm going to add Tumah to your Tumah. Isa Basar Mamaris Nibar Alam Kadila Parvlais Ishar Tolat Salat Sadikim Shemakai Molam Shinibar Basar Mamaris. With 10 utterances, the world was created. In order to exact punishment, to give Ishar to Sadikim. Exact punishment of the Rishayim, he gives Chayat Tzadikim that fulfilled, that gave existence to the world that was created by Sarah Ma'amar. It's Perish. Shashem Yisbarach Tala Ma'amar Zeh B'Zeh. Ki Ma'amar Lashon Chibur. Kama Shekasev Ha'amircha. Asinu Chativa Achas. Kadosh Baruch Hu was told of the Ma'amar Zeh B'Zeh. They're all interconnected. Because Ma'amar is Lashon Chibur. The word Ma'amar is connection. Because it says Hashem Ha'amircha Hayom. The Gemara says, what does it mean Hashem Ha'amircha Hayom? Situni Chativa Achas, you made us one unit. So Maimer means a unit, they're all connected. Love Madrega Tanei, love Yisbarach, to go from a small Madrega higher and higher. Ki Imhaya Nivra Maimer Echad, Lo Yechol Rashi Levatel Ritzoni Yisbarach. So he explains Pshat in the Mishnah. What's Pshat? That if Hashem would have created the world with one Maimer, it wouldn't have been good. He had to want to create it, he could have. But it wouldn't have been good because he wants to punish the Rishayim. Who destroyed the world is created with Sar Ma'amaris. What's Pshat? Because if he would have created with one Maimer, then the Russia couldn't be Mevatel Ritzoni Yisbarach, because it would have been so clear that it was from God. Each Maimer is like another Hester. It would have been so clear it was from God, then he just wouldn't have been able to Mevatel Ritzon Hashem. B'chein Tzadik, Sheyuchel is Dabik Miad Maimer Hashem Yisbarach Shoshu Yevshur, and also the Tzadik, he wants to be Dovik B'Shem. It would have been too hard for him to be Dovik B'Shem, because it's too much. One Maimer to be Dovik B'Shorish. That's already it's overwhelming. Raka idem adregis. Nelson Hashem Yisroch Shetzadik Shos Dover Tov Yivenu Dover Tov Yoser. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it as Madregis, level after level, progressive. Kama Shekasuv Mitzvah Goyreres Mitzvah, like it says in the Mishnah, that one mitzvah brings you another mitzvah, brings you another mitzvah, brings you another mitzvah. Zoy Vayter. So that's the Litein Tzchal Tzadikim. In other words, that they're able to be Mekayim the world that was never Basar Ma'amaros, meaning they use each Maimer to go higher and higher to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because each Maimer is a Madrega. And the rule was placed in the world that anybody who does good, it's going to bring them to all the Madregas. You go from level to level, higher and higher. That's the breaking it up into 10. Levatel Yoser al Shabita Lakol, and also a Rasha by being Mevatel one Maimer. He's going to Mevatel all the Maimers, like we said, they're all interconnected. Chativ Achas, Chibur. So you do one, you do the others. You don't do one, you don't do the others. If it would have just been one, then it would have been impossible for the Rasha and the Tzaddik. The Rasha couldn't have been Mevatel Ratzon Hashem, and the Tzaddik couldn't have been Mischaber Hashem. And now it was with 10. It's Madregas. Rasha goes higher and higher, the Tzaddik goes higher and higher, the Rasha goes lower and lower. V'cheina v'yuvda idea Sar Maimer, Zaka Paral Eser Makos. And so is the fact that through the Asar Ma'amar is Parah Zochah to the Asar Makos. V'zeh Parah Min Hashem Shu Parah Rasha. So the Chiddush HaRim says the connection between the 10 Makos and the 10 Ma'amars. And through these 10 Ma'amars, Parah Zochah to the Asar Makos. And each Makos was supposed to reveal another layer of godliness that was covered with the Ma'amar. And Parah didn't want to see that godliness, so merely he's punished. When I saw Zochah L'Aseres Dibros, and then the Chiddush HaRim says, goes Vayter, then you have the Aseres HaDibros afterwards. So we were Zoche, these are Sarah's Adibras, because we are a nation of tzaddikim. And we're zocha now to reveal the Diber, like we said in the other Mamarim, Miloshan Hanhaga, how everything is led through God. And that's what the Medrash says, because Paras sinned once, twice, he loses Darkei Tshuva. What happens if you do good? Then Hashem is going to do just the opposite. He's not going to let you fall. Midat Tova Merubah. So as they say in the movies, Chaper Ein, grab it, you start doing good, and then it just goes higher and higher. The one more piece, B'siyata D'shmaya, Tafri Shlamet Hei, Bo'al Parakin Yechbarati Aslibu Ladil L'chol Ish Yisrael L'chazik Libo Shleira Mikol D'Koch Shal Yetzer Hara. Here he was told to approach Paro because God hardened his heart, that we shouldn't fear, every Jewish person should not fear from the great koch of the Eitzar of Robas Starz Shiesh B'chol Dabar Shal Chol Dabar Shabak Dusha, and all the hiddenness, hidings of every holy matter. Ki Gam Zeh Rak Me Hashem Yisrael, it's all from God. Ki Ani Yechbarati Aslibo, I hardened his heart. So all of the Shverkeit, all of the difficulties, all the challenges, all the trials, all the tribulations, it's all from Hashem. Shenasa Koch Gamu Sitra Achra, God gives koch also to the dark side. Da, 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 da. It's all from Hashem. Umimela, Mi Sheyesh Lo Ratzon Emes Ein Lo Leirem Yizeh. If you have a true Ratzon, you shouldn't be afraid. You'll sleep. Ratzos Hashem Derech Ha'ish. When God wants the ways of man, Gam Oivav Yishla Yashli Mimo. Even as Oivim make peace with them, as it says in the book of Proverbs, Tez Zayin Zayin. You do good, even though enemies are going to make peace with them, as Ayer Segavoa. That's the higher perception of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's even giving koch to the koch of Ra. We know the koch of good comes from Hashem. But even the koch of Ra comes from Hashem. Wowee. Right, like we've learned the Medrash numerous times in the previous Shurim, that the stones are heavy and the sand is heavy. The mountains God created, the valleys, the oceans, the sandals up the oceans. For Hashem, that's nothing. Because Kas, Evil Kovid Mishneim, the heaviest is when these Rishayim are Machiz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because to create the world was nothing. Ain't Zi Yagia B'ma'an Yagia. The Misha Machiz HaFan HaDvarim Tem, not Yagia to create the world. The Yagia is when people get me angry and they do stupidity. Talmud Mefarshim Kamaz Yagia L'Fan Av Yisroch Mechait Adam. So the Mefarshim ask, what's the Yigiyah? Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yigiyah when people anger him? Come on. Aval haperish kanal, pshat is, shezen no, shenosin, Hashem Yisbarach. Koach, lebosar, adam, lachas, dvorim, etelim. V'gam v'sitrach, v'atzro, shorash haraz, ze Yigiyah, lefan av yosin, b'yosh, shemayim, v'aretz. So kiviyachol, not really Yigiyah, but it seems like it, because he's giving them koach to go against him. That was when we don't like to do something. It's hard. It's going against our nature. So to create the world wasn't against Hashem's nature, kaviyachol. Because derech hatov lehetiv, he's good, he wants to do good, create the world. So that's no big deal. All the planets and the Milky Way and the galaxies and the entire universe and the earth and all of the different interplay between the planets and all of the physics and chemistry and biology. Everything we have in this world, the complexity of the human body, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's nothing. He's happy to do it for us. But to give the Sitra Achra Koach, that's already Kiviyachol heart. That's against what he wants. But he gives it to them anyway. That's the Yigiyah. Even more than Briya Shemayim Varetz. No. It should be Zoche to justify Kodesh Baruch Hu's creation. Kiviyachol give him Nachas Ruach. And be Zoche Bekarv Mamish. The B.S. Gold said that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Golas. Achr is courageous. The end, like it was the beginning. Kimeitzis chomer tzayin reinu ufos. B'vias mashir tzidkenu. Heru v'yamenu amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. And a beautiful, blissful Shabbos.